people the Lord actually sometimes can make us feel discouraged, and sometimes we can also find it a bit fearful or even trample on when we serve the Lord, because this is what is required sometimes in the service of the Lord. Some people serve the Lord with power and might without any fear. That is not bad, but sometimes we have to fear too. Sometimes we have to tremble. When we sing this hymn, what do we think about? What do we have in mind? I think it's a very important question. We thank God all of us are here for a purpose, that is to serve the Lord eventually, be the servants of God, either part-time or possibly full-time in the future, we don't know. Were you there when the Lord Jesus was crucified? Do we recognize his crucifixion? Do we feel his pain when he was being nailed on the cross? Do we know the purpose of his being laid in the tomb? All these reflections will come upon our mind when we serve God, when we lead a life which is so spiritual, so pleasing to the Lord. In the course of work, we need to possibly tremble at times. Let's turn to a verse in the Bible. Psalms chapter 2. Psalms 2, verse 11. Wendy, can you read for us? Serve the Lord with fear. Rejoice with trembling. We have to tremble. We have to fear at times when we serve God. What does it mean? How can God is almighty, who is so great, so powerful, and yet when we serve him, we have to fear and have to tremble at times? It tells us to think about our worthiness, our genuine heart, whether they are available, whether we are actually worthy to serve the Lord, and also to fear that we are not good enough in our service, to fear that we might do something wrong for the Lord Jesus, to fear that maybe when we preach, we might preach something which might not be very edifying. Our service to the Lord might not be that beneficial to others. We need to fear. At times we need to tremble, because we might not be good enough according to God's will. Indeed, we need to ask God to help us to find out our faults, to recognize our weaknesses. Among us here, some are possibly more experienced in serving God, and some of us are possibly just beginning to work hard fervently for the Lord. But whether we have been working hard for the Lord or not, doesn't matter how long we have been serving God, but we have to at times, sometimes we have to tremble, we have to fear, to re-examine our service to the Lord, whether we actually have rendered his work to him, to the people of the world, to our brothers and sisters, with a whole heart, total dedication or devotion or not. we fear that we are not cultivated enough. Remember one of the previous sessions of our prayer session, we talked about the burnt offering. You may be a bull, or you may be a sheep, or maybe I'm a little pigeon, a turtle dove, signifying that possibly we are gifted differently. But it doesn't matter. What matters is this. Our service rendered must be of a sweet aroma to the Lord. An aroma is smelling, is a smell which can be good or bad. But here, what we are demanded of in serving to the Lord, in serving God, we must have a sweet aroma. So the burnt offering is to tell us, to remind us that we have to really fear in a way so that we can improve better and better. Now if we look at the three kinds of animals offered, before the bull can be offered on the altar, the process going through that was needed before burning was much greater than that of the sheep. And the process for steps taken for the pigeon to be offered, of course, also easier, less than the sheep or a goat. Telling us that the more we offer, possibly like a bull, so much gifted, many talents, multi-talented, and then before we offer, or after we have offered, we better tremble a little bit. We better fear at times, for we might need more cultivation, more prayer, if we can offer more. In other words, if we are much gifted, very gifted, to do a lot of good work, I think that demands more spiritual cultivating process. Of course, doesn't mean that if we serve a little, we are gifted little. Doesn't mean we have to pray less. No, but in general, the more we offer to God, the more we have to be careful. We have to pray more, even pay attention to our cultivation. That is a kind of fear and trembling within the service of the Lord. If we can constantly remind each other, mutually encourage one another in these kind of areas, I'm sure, no matter where we are, whether in the UK, USA, or other parts of the world, we can serve together, we can work together, we can pray together, and labor together for the same goal and purpose. Serve the Lord with fear and trembling. Therefore, would mean we have to examine ourselves spiritually in terms of our lifestyle, even our attitudes, our mentality, our purpose of serving Him. In all this, when considered, then we can begin to think deeply why I serve Him, how I should serve Him, how I should fear so that I will not disqualified eventually. So bearing this in mind, we're going to pray. Ask God to give us a heart of humility in the service of the Lord, in the expounding of the word of God. We need God to help us. Spirit of God, the spirit of peace, of the truth. We are of the same spirit. We must see the same thing. We must agree in peace, in unity, in harmony. Let's fear a little and tremble a little. Let's pray together.